I didn't either.
I didn't too.
The man was afraid to. He wanted me out of the car.
I guess maybe you were both lucky then.
No, I guess I did too, because Bill had forgotten his wallet that day for the third time, and they just come once a month, and they were getting tired of sending me, so he got a friend to take me in, so I didn't have an accompanying driver to pick up my car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did have to parallel park across from the courthouse where the curb curves.
Oh.
And, but the patrolman had already gotten out at the corner and said, "Now you're on your own, lady, until you get in the courthouse, so please be careful."
Well, I guess would you still call it parallel parking if you just, say, drove in beside the curb, there were no other cars there, would you just...
I have a friend who does that. She only parallel parks if there are three spaces.
You can drive in.
Uh-huh.
What do you usually call the other kind of parking?
I think that's called diagonal. I'm not certain. And then in parking lots, like shopping centers, where they're just lined up in a row, I've never heard that called anything. I don't know.
Straight in parking is what I always just,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
The place like Miller's in Knoxville downtown, where you might park, you might go
in the garage.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that the firemen use to hook up their hoses to, you call that the...
Yes, I think that would be called a hydrant.
Yes, sir. And,
there's one out in the corner of the yard.
Well, I guess...
But I never had thought about what it's called before.
In town, when you have a little small streetlight thing that runs behind buildings or between buildings, you call that the
alley.
And now
we have those too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here in.
Uh huh.
What are some of the taller buildings in Maryville?
We have one. Well, we have two tall buildings. The Blount National Bank is 5 stories high. And now I believe Blount Memorial Hospital has perhaps added a 6th story. I'm not certain. One of the wings may have 6. If it does, they still call it 4, but there are 2 floors where the elevator doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
One is surgery and one is storage.
What would your name be for just a tall building, the engineering name? Say very tall ones.
Oh, skyscrapers.
And not any skyscrapers in town, though.
The nearest ones I know are in Atlanta.
That's true, not in Knoxville either.
Well, now the Hamilton Bank, which isn't the Hamilton Bank anymore, that's Jake Butcher's Bank, East Tennessee National, I guess it's called, was 22 stories. And that was the tallest in Knoxville. We have a problem in Knoxville, well, in this whole area. We're an area of limestone caves. And if you get too much weight, collapse. I've had a car that was parked right behind me